And now for a poet's moment, we bring you an untitled poem from spoken word artist Saul Williams. The poem is from his book entitled The Seventh Octave. This collection of poems was originally published in 1998.
I could recite the grass on a hill and memorize the moon. I know the cloud forms of love by heart and have brought tears to the eye of a storm. My memory banks vaults of autumn forests and Amazon river banks, and I've screamed them into sunsets that echo in earthquakes. Shadows have been my spotlight as I monologue the night and dialogue with days, soliloquies of wind and breeze applauded by sun rays. We put language in zoos to observe caged thought and tossed peanuts and pea-funk at intellect, and everyone thinks these are metaphors. I speak what I see. All words and worlds are metaphors of me. My life is authored by the moon, footprints written in soil, the fountain pen of Martian man noveling human toil, and yes, the soil speaks highly of me. When earth seeds root me, poet, tree, and we forest forever through recitation. Now, maybe I'm too serious, too little here, too matter, though I'm riddled with the reason of the sun, a stand-up comet with the audience of lungs. This body of laughter, is it with me or at me, you more or less human, though gender's mute, and the punchline has this lifeline at its root. I'm a star, this life's the suburbs, I commute, make daily runs between the sun and earthly loot, and raise my children to the height of light and truth. The one thing I'd like to say about that poem is that there's a lot of confusion floating around the idea of spoken word poetry and slam poetry. It seems that a lot of academics have forgotten that the oral history of poetry actually stems much longer than the written tradition of poetry. So that those of us who are participating in the spoken word scene and the slam scene are actually participating in something that is perhaps the eldest form of artistic expression, where people have gathered around listening to poets speak under the context of them being troubadours or griots or what have you since time immemorial. So that's just a good thing to remember as we, you know, stack our contemporary poetry against the academic poetry of the past and realize that the two are one and the same and that it's carrying on an age-old tradition.
Saul Williams is a spoken word artist in Los Angeles.